Today is Thursday, December 24th, and today we're talking about who's now in the path of a dangerous winter storm, also the latest batch of controversial pardons from the president, and why lawmakers might be coming back to the nation's capital just days after leaving for the holidays. Plus, we'll tell you about the first delays in the new NBA season, a bunch of Christmas Day movie debuts, and where you can watch them, and how you can see Santa's trip around the world or celebrate Kwanzaa. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More than 100 million Americans are now in the path of a winter storm. Some may enjoy the white Christmas, but it can also mean dangerous conditions. The storm already brought blizzard-like weather to the upper Midwest and plains, making roads treacherous across several states. Flights were canceled and roads were closed across Minnesota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Today, snow and wind are headed for the Great Lakes, and much of the East Coast is going to be dealing with severe thunderstorms. New York and Boston could see wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and parts of southern Virginia, the eastern Carolinas, and the Florida Panhandle could see some tornadoes. So some forecasters are suggesting people take down any Christmas decorations that could blow away and hurt someone. Also, bundle up. Cooler temperatures are going to be blowing in with the wind. Some cities like Atlanta, Georgia, and Charlotte, North Carolina, will see their coldest Christmases in at least 6 years. Miami is in for its coldest Christmas in more than 2 decades. Well, for the second time in 2 days, President Trump issued a batch of controversial pardons. This time, he granted 26 full pardons, freeing those people from facing punishment for their federal crimes. One of them was a family member. Trump pardoned Charles Kushner, the father of President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He had pleaded guilty to 18 counts of tax evasion, witness tampering, and making illegal campaign donations. Charles Kushner was also accused of hiring a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law, videotaping it, and sending the tape to his sister. New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie called it one of the most disgusting crimes he had prosecuted as U.S. attorney. But the White House said Kushner has been devoted to change, that his record of reform and charity overshadows his conviction. Also, in this latest batch of presidential pardons, two more Trump campaign advisors who were charged in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. First, Paul Manafort, who had received the toughest sentence out of anyone tied to that investigation. Manafort was convicted of not paying taxes on certain earnings connected to Russia and lying about it. And also Roger Stone. Trump had already commuted his sentence in July, days before he was set to report to prison. Stone was convicted last year for witness tampering and lying to Congress. For both Manafort and Stone, the White House said they endured years of unfair treatment. The New York Times pointed out that already 60 of the 65 pardons and commutations President Trump had granted before yesterday went to people with personal ties to the president. And critics say that's not why pardons exist. They should be about granting justice, not helping out friends. However, past presidents have done the same, just in smaller numbers. Lawmakers are now making plans to come back to Washington only a couple days after starting their holiday break. This time, it's because President Trump decided to veto the annual defense spending bill. And now that measure, along with COVID-19 economic relief and the overall government spending bill to prevent a government shutdown, are all up in the air. And let's start with the defense bill. We told you about it when Congress passed it earlier this month. The bill had promised to give American troops pay raises, allow paid parental leave for federal employees, and get rid of the Confederate names on American military bases. Well, President Trump had a problem with that last one. He said the bill, as it stands, disrespects our veterans and our military's history. And that's not all. Trump also wants lawmakers to add a provision to make it easier for people to sue social media companies. But even some typical Trump allies aren't so sure about that one, saying it has nothing to do with the military in a defense bill. Well, the defense bill originally passed through Congress with such big veto-proof majorities that if lawmakers want to, they can come back and make it a law without the president's approval. And for now, it seems that is the plan, as soon as next week. If lawmakers do vote the same way they did last time, that would make this the first successful veto override in the Trump era. But maybe not the last. Trump has also criticized the massive government spending package as well as the COVID relief bill that's attached to it. He wants bigger individual payments and cuts elsewhere. And some lawmakers agree with him, saying the bill was not perfect. But most still stood by it as a decent compromise. Top Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy did say he spoke to Trump specifically about the spending and relief packages, and he said the president has not decided whether he'll veto those or not. If he does, Congress could override that veto as well. but they'll have to act fast. The previous government funding runs out on Monday, plus some aid from the last relief bill expires at the end of this year. Stay tuned. Even as COVID-19 vaccines begin to go out to the most vulnerable Americans, the country is still dealing with the pandemic's devastating effects. This last week has been the deadliest week in the U.S. since the pandemic began. Over the last 7 days, someone died from COVID-19 every 33 seconds on average. And doctors expect an even bigger spike after the holidays. So again, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is pleading with people to skip indoor gatherings this year. He told ABC News that officials do not want to cancel Christmas, but that this is no time to start letting our guards down. All that said, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Dr. Fauci said within the next several months, vaccines are going to make a serious, important, positive impact. Already, the CDC says more than a million Americans have received the first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 10 million doses have been distributed. A lot more are going out soon. The Health and Human Services Secretary says every American who wants a vaccine will be able to get one by June 2021. All right, more news is coming up, but first, I want to tell you about our sponsor today, Ritual. If you don't feel like you really know what's in your multivitamin and why, then it might be time to switch. Some might have sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, or just shady extras. But Ritual is different. I've been taking Ritual vitamins for several months now. I was originally interested because of the company's transparency about their ingredients and sourcing, and because the multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. And then, when I actually started taking them, I also loved that I can now avoid bad-smelling horse pills for good. Because Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly pills are actually fresh-tasting. For example, a mint tab in the women's multivitamin makes the pills smell and taste minty. And I've since gotten my husband to start taking a multivitamin as well. It's easy, too. They're delivered every month with free shipping, always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. New York is the first state in the nation to ban facial recognition technology in schools. The software was being used there mainly to identify unauthorized school staff or even sex offenders. But some people worried it might violate children's privacy or that school staff might be able to abuse it to punish kids for minor issues. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill banning its use until July of 2022. In the meantime, the state's IT office is teaming up with the Education Department to study whether the tech is appropriate around students, and eventually experts will give New York some recommendations. Only one day after the new basketball season tipped off, the NBA had to postpone a game. A matchup between the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder was called off last night. The Rockets did not have the 8 players required for the game to go on because 3 players had positive or inconclusive coronavirus tests and 4 players were in quarantine. Plus, star athlete James Harden violated the NBA's COVID-19 protocols by going to a club without a mask, so he was pulled from the Rockets lineup as well. There's no word yet on when the Rockets-Thunder game could be rescheduled. A few new movies are hitting big and small screens on Christmas Day tomorrow. First up, Wonder Woman 1984. The highly anticipated film will be released both in theaters and on HBO Max tomorrow. If you opt for streaming, it will not cost you any extra to watch. You just have to have an HBO Max subscription. But it's worth noting, Wonder Woman 1984 will only be available on HBO Max for 1 month. It'll then shift back to being in theaters only for some time before returning to streaming again. Also, on Christmas Day, Pixar's Soul hits Disney+. Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey voice acted for the animated film. It's all about an imaginary place where souls get their personalities, quirks, and interests before going to Earth. It's a comedy, and of course, it's family-friendly. Other movies debuting on Christmas Day, but in select theaters only, include News of the World, starring Tom Hanks, One Night in Miami, which was directed by Academy Award winner Regina King, and there's a new version of Pinocchio. At least one holiday tradition lives on this year. NORAD is tracking Santa today as he makes his way around the globe to deliver presents. The agency has been doing this for decades. It's one of its more unusual missions, but it's definitely a favorite. NORAD, which stands for North American Aerospace Defense Command, is usually in charge of detecting attacks by aircraft, missiles, and spacecraft. But every Christmas Eve, it keeps tabs on Santa, too, so we can see where he is in the world. The agency even has a public website that displays his movements minute by minute. Forbes reports the website usually gets 15 million unique visitors each year from 200 different countries and territories. Well, don't forget, there's another big holiday besides Christmas coming up this week. Saturday marks the start of Kwanzaa. That's a week-long, non-religious holiday that honors African-American heritage. It was founded in 1966, and it's celebrated with candlelighting ceremony and feasts. It's also a time for Black Americans to reflect on past hardships, as well as their hopes for the future. Like with everything, this year's celebrations could look a little different as people avoid large family gatherings. Still, people across the country are finding ways to honor the day. For example, some are holding small family dinners and others plan to spend money at Black-owned businesses. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about the top holiday travel destinations in the United States. But first, a quick break because this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have heard about this before in the New York Times or Forbes, and now we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th. And you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to holiday travel. Because of COVID-19, fewer Americans than usual are going on trips this week. But there are still quite a few people who plan to venture out. Overall, AAA expects about 85 million Americans to travel for the holidays from yesterday through January 3rd. Most of them will be by car, though. So where are they going? Well, there's data on that, too. Global reservation system Amadeus listed the top five destinations for Christmas and New Year's. Number one is Vail, Colorado, followed by Key West, Florida, Sedona, Arizona, Aspen, Colorado, and Fort Myers, Florida. In all those places, hotels are at least half full. And even though they're located all over the country, all five have one thing in common. There's a lot of outdoor activities available in every single one of them. Of course, in some it's sand and in others it's snow. And by the way, if you're wondering where most travelers are coming from, it's really all over the country as well. Amadeus says most people are coming from New York City, followed by Atlanta, then Dallas, then Los Angeles. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We're off tomorrow to celebrate the holidays, but we'll be back this weekend with a special edition Saturday episode reviewing and reflecting on the biggest news that defined 2020. And then we'll have another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.